Kia ora koutou. Today I'm talking to Tony Morpeth, who's the GM Supply Chain at EcoStore. So, Tony, tell me about what does that entail exactly?
Right, it's a pretty broad role, to be honest with you. So it kind of encompasses the manufacturing component, certifications and quality, the sales and operational planning, supermarket sort of custom services, through to the distribution of EcoStore products globally.
Fantastic. And how long have you been at EcoStore?
Yeah, so EcoStore obviously was, as you know, founded some 25 years ago. It already had the sort of environmental conscious aspects to it from day one. I started with EcoStore some 14 odd years ago, so quite a long time ago. I've been obviously through various roles, and as I mentioned, now my title is the GM of Supply Chain. But I tend to be involved in a whole lot of different areas, get called into different things to help and assist where I can be of any help to other individuals. So I suppose that's probably why I've got the G in my sort of role. So it's pretty broad and pretty general.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, you must have seen a lot of changes over that time.
Yeah, most definitely. Look, I mean, when I first started, we weren't really in supermarkets per se. I was looking after the production side of things there 14 years ago, and I only had one staff member. So we're pretty small, working in a small part of the factory that we had the head tenancy for. And then over the course of that 14 years, we're up to some 65 odd staff at the manufacturing facility and in supermarkets, both here domestically in New Zealand, Australia, Japan, China, and various sort of Asia regions.
Mm-hmm. So how long has EcoStore been working on reducing emissions?
Yeah, so I suppose the journey really started, as I mentioned earlier, some 25 years ago. But since my time with EcoStore, we started like the journey with EnviroMark certification program some 12 years ago. And then that led us on to securing ISO 14001, which is an environmental management system. That was around sort of 2010. And then, obviously, the same year, we got certified by EnviroMark to Carbon Zero certification. So it's been pretty much part of our DNA from the onset.
Fantastic. And so I'm sure you've learned a few things along the way. What were some of the hardest aspects about reducing your emissions?
In the beginning, because there were so many opportunities available to reduce emissions and improve our supply chain, we found sort of low-hanging fruit reasonably quickly and easily. Over the course of the last 10 years, we've obviously, as I said, picked all those low-hanging fruit, and the continuous improvement element of our emissions reductions means that things are getting harder and harder to find. So really, I suppose that for me, the hardest part is really just continuously improving on what is a pretty good business model to start with.
What represented the biggest chunk of emissions?
Mainly to do with our waste. So waste to landfill, recycling, and then down to our electricity, primarily the three largest greenhouse gas emission measures for us. So through the course of the last 10 years, really just separating all of our waste streams, a lot of our raw materials come in bags, paper and plastic lined, so separating out the plastic from the paper, getting them into the appropriate recycle streams, and just being really conscious about what's actually being put into the bins. So we then started activities around actually weighing the rubbish that went to the landfill, as opposed to just organising general collections and so forth from our waste provider. So we're actually then able to measure ourselves a lot better. So really just making sure that we've got the right measures and reporting and continuous improvement philosophies in play.
Great. Okay. And so I guess a big part of that would have been staff engagement, getting staff on board with the journey.
Yeah, that's right. So we've had, through the course of my time, various sort of newsletters, Eco Matters, we used to call one of them, whereby we engage our staff in not only just recycling activities, but in composting and how to sort of like live their lives a little bit lighter, I suppose you could say. So really getting our staff engaged right the way through all of our environmental certifications is key. It's really key.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I suppose you don't go and work for somewhere called EcoStore unless you kind of interested in living those values a little bit yourself, but yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of our workers out at the factory, we really did teach them a lot about how to separate their waste streams, even like taking the window off of envelopes to recycle the paper. A lot of our staff didn't really know huge amounts about environmentalism.
Okay. And so is there anything, are there any sort of surprises along the way or any lessons you learned about what to do or, you know, how to reduce emissions?
I suppose that the most recent difficult piece that we've got landing on our lap is the China closing its door on recyclables for the world. So soft plastics has been one tricky part of that for us to deal with, and obviously still are dealing with it as every other company in New Zealand is. I suppose some of the journeys, lessons that we've learned along the way, back to your question, is more around sort of just challenging ourselves continuously. Don't be complacent. Don't think you've got everything in order and your ducks in a row. It's about thinking that there's always room for improvement, and just continuously pushing forward.
How have you certified your carbon, your emissions reduction? That's with EnviroMark. Have you been carbon zero all along?
Yes, we have. Yeah, so that was close on 10 years now. So we've primarily tried to offset our emissions in New Zealand native forest replanting. That's been our key sort of ideal for putting all of our emissions back into local growing trees.
Yeah. Okay, great. And so obviously EnviroMark would have been an important partner in that. Are there any other companies that you've worked with along the way?
Yeah, I suppose we're unfortunately a small group of businesses that have sustainability at their heart. And so right the way throughout my time and prior to my time, there's been massive amounts of engagement with Sustainability Council and Sustainability Network, as you say, EnviroMark, as well as even our auditors, Bureau Veritas, so that they can give us guidance and help us improve. I always like bringing advisors or auditors into the company to have a sort of fresh set of eyes looking at our operations and processes. Even to the extent of getting occupational therapists in to help sort of RSI, staff rotation, ergonomics and so forth around how we work as a team and as a business. Part of the Alan MacArthur Foundation, Climate Leaders Coalition. So really just engaging with as many people in the sustainability space as possible, so that we're constantly reaching out for advice, guidance, and how we can improve.
Excellent. I'm wondering, have you got any tips for other companies wanting to reduce their emissions?
I suppose wanting to reduce your emissions, as I said, we are a really small group of businesses that are playing in the space, and really conscious about the planet, climate change. And so throughout my time, anyone that I've actually engaged with to seek advice or to talk to about what we're doing, what they're doing, how we might be able to improve, everyone is always so generous with their time. There's no sort of thoughts around conflict of interests or competitor advantage. It's really more around just us all realizing we live on the same planet, and we've got to look after it. And so sharing and collaborating is really something that I've found everywhere, which is great.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, because good collaborations is absolutely at the heart of, you know, what we're about is Sustainable Business Council, and it's also the driving factor of the Climate Leaders Coalition. So, yeah.
So really just, yeah, advising everyone to, if they want to get involved in reducing carbon emissions or gaining certifications, whether it be 14001 or carbon neutral, really just sort of reaching out and asking advice, asking for help, because I'm certainly you'll be getting it.
Fantastic. Tell me what else you've achieved in your supply chain around, improving not just reduction in emissions, but anything else along the way.
Yeah, I suppose as we've grown from a small company to a larger company as we are today, it allows us to have a little bit more, influence on our supply chain. So we can actually start putting in place better purchasing policies and or vendor management programs. So we can start to kind of push our suppliers and vendors to be better, start being more conscious around the environment, how they package their goods, how they deliver their goods, and hopefully be more environmentally conscious in their business as a whole.
Yeah. And have you found suppliers responding well to that?
Yeah, we've got certain key suppliers that we've been partnering with for 20 years, the likes of BASF, Toyota Shusho with our plastic sugar. So really just great companies to deal with, really innovative and really proactive around making better products that are more sustainable from better source materials that align with our business philosophies, which is fantastic. Mm.
Great. And so the reason that we're catching up today is to talk about as well the new sustainability report that is about to come out or has just come out by the time this is broadcast. And so tell me what else people will find in that.
Yeah, so the sustainability report itself is a pretty comprehensive kind of end-to-end report of our business as a whole. So it covers everything that's important to us as a business. So right the way through from sourcing, through environment, to sort of society, so our occupational health, to community engagement, such as volunteering and so forth. It talks about our waste and our CO2 emissions. So it's really just drilling right into the topics we've talked about today, but getting right into the detail, into the numbers, and really pulling that up so people can really drill into what we are as a business.
And was it hard pulling that together?
It was, to be honest. There's so many partners, so many facets of the business, so much data to mine and pull together. But also, there's a lot of complexity around supply chain and greenhouse gas emissions and how we engage with the community. So trying to get that elevated up to a communicable kind of level so that everyone would understand was difficult, yes.
Mm, absolutely. I'm sure a lot of our members could identify with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also I know, EcoStore is about people and planet as well. So what else, what are maybe some of the more people aspects of sustainability for you and EcoStore?
A lot of our focus with our staff at the factory is to do with pay rates, culture, the environment they work in, and effectively that's how we treat people really. In respects to the society and engagement, we're wanting to increase our volunteering by 25% next year. So put a little bit more good back into the society and the environment and the planet as a whole. We're on a journey to get our rates of pay to a living wage by 2021. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because we are a heavily intensive labour producing product company, it's difficult to do that in combination with remaining competitive as well. A lot of our competitions paying the award wage as examples, and although a lot of our consumers understand what EcoStore stands for and our values, people are so very price conscious, and we play a difficult balancing act, I suppose you could say, in respects to being productive, being cost effective on shelf, and being a sustainable business. Sustainability is actually about sticking around and longevity.
Congratulations on producing the sustainability report, and also it's got a very important goal in it,
Yes, it does. We've been carbon neutral at the manufacturing facility for, as I say, 10 years. Now we're bringing the rest of the business in under that certification. So we're currently measuring the entire business, EcoStore New Zealand and EcoStore Australia, to have them carbon certified.
We definitely want to encourage more businesses to go down that path, and EcoStore is a really great example of that. So, yeah.
Great. No, thank you, Catherine. Thank you for your time as well. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And I'll just say, you know, we personally are completely obsessed with the refill stations, and we use them every chance we get. Like, we just do not pick up a fresh bottle of detergent anymore. We just, you know, we've got about 8 different bottles that we just go and refill on a regular basis. So.
Fantastic. I mean, it's been really well received with the supermarkets as well. So we're hoping that's going to really roll out and be something that's nationwide.
Really great to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Kevin.